The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Yes.
Welcome to Being Here.
With Ariel. That's my wife.
And Shia, that's my husband.
Kane.
Today's show is a special one. We have some folks on from our community, some very, very talented folks. We're talking about the Say Yes to Your Life meetup groups. And whether you're near a hub where we have meetup groups or where people have set up meetup groups,
or you want to create one for yourself.
Or whether you're just interested in the topic of saying yes to your life, this show is for you.
Yeah. Ariel and I tend to finish each other's sentences.
So we suggest you say yes to that.
Yes.
Because yes makes it much easier than no.
No.
Life is so much more fun that way.
So let's talk about listening.
Okay.
See, most of us listen preferentially. We listen to what we want to hear, and we disagree with what we don't want to hear. We listen to see if we already know what's being said, and so we literally stop listening when we either think we already know this, have heard it before, disagree with it. You know, that stops you from actually hearing what another person has to say from their point of view. Now, if you do listen as though that's the primary purpose that you have whilst listening is to listen, not do other things, but really be there to hear what's being said, that will pull you into the current moment of your life. And that is enough to have your life transform, which is really wild because we've all been told, or at least I was when I started out on this journey many years ago, that you needed to study things like the Indian Vedas and read books like the Bhagavad Gita and practice meditation or do yoga or do all kinds of things to become enlightened. And after many years of attempting all that and feeling somewhat deficient in myself, we came upon the reality created by instantaneous transformation, which happens when you get into the current moment of your life. That's all it takes. And listening, where you listen to hear what another person is saying and are a yes rather than disagree. Actually, being a yes is kind of the wrong way to say it, because it's not about agreeing. It's just allowing what is being said in, that you let it in. You don't take it apart in your thoughts as it's coming in. Just let it in. That's enough to pull you into the current moment, and that's enough to have your life transform. No kidding.
You know, that skill set, you can get easier and better. It can be easier for you, and you can get better at it.
Yes.
Most of us have been trained to listen, to pick out pieces of what's said so that we can scheme to advance our agendas, so that we can get our point across, so that we can
get somewhere
that's different than here.
Right.
And what we're talking about today, what this show is all about, is directing ourselves into being here, getting interested in what is rather
in the current moment of your life rather than someday, you know, as if this moment is your life rather than this is a practice for what's to come.
You know, our seminars
rehearsal.
And ultimately the Say Yes to Your Life meetup groups were germinated or originated in a moment of time when Shia had a deep epiphany between one moment, one step, and the next of the perfection of life, where he experienced that this moment is perfect. And then, of course, you have those choices in any given moment where you allow it, or to use the vernacular of this particular show, say yes to it, or you disagree with it and try to fix it, make it different. There's a grace that happens when you allow yourself to be with what is in a non-preferential manner.
And, you know, if you look in the dictionary about perfection, it says lacking no component part, whole, full, complete.
And immutable.
And immutable.
Cannot be changed.
And that's what the instant is. This moment of now, this instant of your life. If I snap my fingers, oh, that was a good snap.
No, it was.
In that moment that my fingers snapped, you couldn't have been anywhere but where you were, doing what you're doing, and your life circumstances could only have been what they were. And what I realized all those many years ago, it's probably 27 years ago now, is that in my trying to be a better me, I was denying the perfection of the moment and saying that I wasn't a perfect me, that I needed to change myself to get to some better idea I had of what I should be like to be enlightened or living on a higher plane or my fullest expression of myself. No, this moment, I am the fullest expression of myself, and now, in this moment, I'm the fullest expression of myself. And if I'm upset in this moment, that's the fullest expression of myself in this moment. See, people judge themselves so severely, thinking they should be better than they are, rather than realize you can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life.
Well, that's part of the reason why people get so frustrated when they had these transformational experiences where suddenly their life has gotten easy, and it really happens, and it's wonderful, and then something comes along that they say no to, and then boom. They get upset, boom, and then it's like, oh, I failed. I haven't gotten anywhere. Well, there's no place to get.
Well, there is a place to get, and that's right here and right now.
But right here and right now is upset if you're upset, and if you allow it, if you see it and you don't judge it, boom.
It's over. See, it happens in an instant. Transformation takes an instant. It isn't like change, which takes place over time. It happens instantaneously, like an electron jumping from one orbit to another in an atom. It can't be seen. It happens so fast. And it can't be traced. It doesn't leave any trace behind that it happened. But it happened. And the same thing is true for transformation. The other thing is you can't really prove transformation. It just is a phenomena that happens when you get current to your life, when you get in sync with your life. Anyway.
Let's have our first two special guests on, shall we?
Yes.
These are two ladies we know well and adore, and they actually live in our home state. Christina and Valerie also both work part-time for us, and they have started the Say Yes to Your Life meetup in Montclair, New Jersey, and we've had the honor to be able to go there a couple of times and speak. But let's call them on the show. Christina and Valerie, you with us?
Yes, hi.
Hi, we're here.
Excellent.
It's an honor to be on your show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, lovely to hear your voices.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about what Meetup is? Some people may not even know what Meetup is.
Great, yeah. Well, Meetup is a really awesome site. It's a website whose intention is to be a place where people could actually meet offline, in person, and it's organized by interest. So if people are interested in our case, living in the moment or reducing stress in their lives or having your life be more fun, you can come to our group, or, you know, they have meetups for fishing and photography and all kinds of things.
Yeah, it's meetup.com is the, and you can search on that site and you, for any topic or any interest that you have. I believe it was started because, you know, after the 9/11, that, you know, during that time, there people were really working together and becoming a community, and they wanted to kind of extend that to other interests, and that's where it got kicked off to how large it is now.
Yeah, it's a neat story. So we love the spirit of that, you know, just the ability to reach out to people that you don't even know but who may be your neighbors, because they're all very locally based.
Actually, it's funny because when we started our meetup in Montclair, New Jersey, actually we have somebody that lives in our apartment building that ended up coming to one of our meetups, and I hadn't met her until she showed up at the meetup. So,
That's very cool. That's really great.
Yeah.
So, how long have you guys been doing the meetup? And tell people a little bit about what you guys do.
Well, our meetup is the Say Yes to Your Life Montclair meetup, and we started it, actually, looking at the date, on August 17th, 2010.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so that, you know.
Almost 3.5 years. Then.
3.5 years, yeah.
Wow.
Now, basically, Christina and I started it because we met at your workshops. We had been individually just taking your workshops, myself, for, at that time, almost 10 years. And Christina,
I'm not even sure
how long,
but a long time. And we found that it was so beneficial for, at least it was really beneficial for my life and
mine too.
And we wanted to share it with people in our community. You know, other than a lot of people we've spoken to didn't really want to take the trip into New York City to come to a Monday Night Alive, which you guys put on most Mondays. And so this was a place where we could introduce what you talk about to people around us and share it with more people.
Yeah, because we really found. Oh yeah, go ahead.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did you find, out of talking about transformation, you yourself discovered your that you were transformed and that it was yours?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't like we did anything. We were just sharing things and talking about, you know, what you talk about, true listening, and listening, you know, to listen to the other person's point of view, as, you know, when they're speaking, and not trying to fill in with what you think they are talking about. And
we also talk about the three principles of transformation that you guys formulated, discovered. I mean, you talk about it in the radio show, in your books, and really, that's how we started, like, every meetup, and I think still every meetup.
Yeah.
We have ours about once a month, and we always start off talking, just, you know, like, about listening, and then oftentimes, the three principles.
Well, you know, we haven't really actually covered the three principles in this radio show. Why don't you guys do it?
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, really.
Awesome.
Do me a favor, huh?
Yeah.
The first principle.
No.
Wait.
That's why I'm asking you to do me this favor.
Oh, what's your favor?
Yes, please.
The favor is that you slow down so that you're not rushing through it, because we're not going anywhere.
And we're about, you know, a few minutes from the break.
From the break.
But we'll take a break. It'll all flow perfectly.
It'll all work out perfect.
We're ready.
Great.
Who's first?
That's good. I'll go first. This is Val. So the first principle of transformation is that what you resist persists and grows stronger. So if there's anything that you're disagreeing with in your life, don't like, wish were different, those are all forms of resistance, and it just makes those things stick around more because you are actually keeping them around by resisting them.
Right. So if people look and see the things they say they don't want in their life, that's what they're stuck with.
Right.
We were thinking about that first principle today, you guys, and we realized that that's really the no principle. When you resist something, you're saying no to it.
Uh-huh.
Or if you judge it or judge yourself, judging in that context is a form of saying no. No, I don't want that. No, that shouldn't be. No, it's not a good thing.
Right. So true.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's really cool. Just as a side note, our friend Sandy, who is the head of the Say Yes to Your Life Bay Area meetup group, she's the one who came up with the term of Say Yes to Your Life for as a name for her meetup. And we all liked it so much. And I love how you guys just talked about the first principle is like the no.
The no.
The no principle.
Yeah.
Well, she works for a great company. We've come to find out, speaking of small communities, that all of the books we've ever published, even the ones that were published by, of ours, published by McGraw-Hill, had the covers done at her company. And when we went there, when we had our very first book done, we went to see the printing process.
And on the wall, there was this big plaque, and it said, yes, yes, yes. Now, what is the question?
Mm-hmm. Love it.
We love that. Hey.
You know, we before you do this, I love you, told them to slow down.
Yeah.
We're not getting anywhere. We're not going anywhere.
Well, we're getting somewhere.
We're just
getting
going
right
to go
here.
To a break.
That's right. We're going to go to a break now.
We'll be back with Christina and with Valerie after the break, so come on back.
Come on back, and don't miss
being here.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Say yes to your life and meetup groups. Now, in New York City, on Monday nights, we have Monday Night Alive. And those are actually meetups. You can find them on meetup.com. You can join us. You can join the group. You can join the group in Montclair, too. You can be connected to these lovely ladies. The next Say Yes to Your Life meetup group that we are doing, that we're a part of, is on the 10th, February 10th. We're doing a special evening on magical relationships.
Now, we've written, as probably most of you know, we've written two books on relationships.
And both of them won many awards.
Prestigious awards. So the information on relationship that we'll give on February 10th will support you in having a brilliant relationship.
Particularly. Particularly.
The one with yourself.
Yeah.
We read each other's mind on
yes,
that one.
Yes, sir. Christina Val, you with us?
Yes. Yeah.
Excellent. So we had the first principle, what you resist persists and follows
trust
you around.
Right.
Yeah.
And
all right.
Stronger. That's true. Grows stronger.
Where's the next one?
The second principle is no two things can occupy the same space at the same time. Or
so what does that mean?
What I really like is, like, you could only be, like, right now I'm talking to you guys. I can only be here talking to you guys at this moment. I can't
right.
be making dinner or playing or going for a run somewhere. I can only be right here.
That's right, because this
even
is
though,
where you are.
Right. But even though sometimes, you know, your mind kind of wanders off, but really you can only be here.
Oh, but can your mind not wander off when it wanders off?
No, it could only be doing that.
That's right. So this, in a way, is the forgiveness principle. Because you can forgive yourself for all those things that you think you should have done differently, because you could have only done them the way you did.
Yes, and I love that. I love that part where, you know, you can... It's like it's a magical principle, because if you just really listen to what you just said, and that anything that happened previously could have only been the way it was, it's like relieving. I find it relieving.
Exactly. In fact, that is the epiphany that I experienced, not as a thought process, but as a direct experience 27 years ago when I said to Ariel, you know, I'm enlightened. And she said, oh, can't say that. People will hate you.
Right.
Because, you know, we were part of a community of people that were striving for enlightenment, trying to get there.
And were very competitive with each other.
Right.
And had masses of judgments about each other.
And themselves.
And themselves.
Especially themselves and then each other.
Which brings us to the third principle.
Right.
Got it.
Which is that anything that you allow to be exactly as it is will complete itself.
So you mean anything you embrace, anything you say yes to and really mean it, completes
yes.
itself?
Yes, that's right.
And yes, and if you're really saying yes, then you're not judging it for being there, because anything you judge flips you right back up to the first principle, and you're stuck with it.
Right. It's kind of amazing. Well, you know, that's the essence of karma. The essence of karma is that karma is is an idea in Eastern religion that you come back lifetime after lifetime to complete that which you have left incomplete in previous lifetimes. Well, in this lifetime, anything that's incomplete keeps coming back. In other words, anything that you say no to, because life wants to complete itself. So life shows up the way it does. If you say no, you stop it in that place that you don't want it. And then it keeps coming around over and over and over again.
Because everything's supposed to have a beginning, middle, and end.
Right.
You stick it in the middle, it's going to keep trying to end.
And so that's why you have the same girlfriend or boyfriend in different bodies. You know, those different relationships that all had that through line of, oh, not this again?
Yes, so true. Yeah, for me, it was the same, like, coworker that I always had a problem with. And it was like, oh, it's that guy. But it's been so cool. But it's nothing to do with that person. It's all to do with me.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
I love that.
Yeah, and I have to say, in our meetup groups, what's so great is that, like Christina said, we really don't do a lot. We talk about these principles, we share our own experiences, and it's great because we're just us. We're just people who are sharing something that we're passionate about, but transformation really does happen each time.
Yeah, we usually go around and people share something about a topic that we might come up with. Like each of our meetups, we select a topic, something that, you know, just to kind of get people, modern people talking, or get people interested in coming to our meetup. And
have you guys realized yet that's all we do?
we're
getting a clue. I could just say exactly the same thing. We're just us. We're just being there. We're not doing anything.
We're not trying to fix them or change them or make them better.
We pick topics that grab a person's interest, something that we can all get interested in, and give us something to talk about while transformation happens.
Uh-huh. Well, it works.
Here's the other thing. If you look at your lives from the way they were when you first met us to how you're living your life these days, you're not the same person at all.
No.
And most people go through their lives repeating the previous day of their life, or week of their life, or year of their life, over and over and over, because they've resisted certain things in their lives, and that which you resist sticks you in time and space. So you get stuck with anything you say no to. So this idea of being a yes to your life is really a rather revolutionary possibility for humanity.
It is, and I think people come to our groups and you know, we're not really doing a lot, but it's like they want to do, well, okay, what are some more tips or rules? Or and it's like, well, this is it. And it's great to see that there's nothing else that's really needed than just being there.
Awesome. You guys, thank you so much for calling in today, really.
Yeah,
anything else
really
you want to talk to people about or say?
Well, I know Valerie and I are both going to be participating in your Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle seminar, which is March 14th, 15th, and 16th. I invite everyone to come join us. It'll be a spectacular seminar.
Me too. Actually, that's the first seminar I ever took with you guys. And I had never done anything. I had never done a Monday Night Alive. You didn't have a radio show at that time. I just enrolled in this seminar, and it just totally blew my mind, and my life just a huge shift. I just started feeling good all of a sudden for no reason.
Yeah, feeling wealthy, and it has nothing to do with money.
Yeah,
in terms of true wealth. So I invite you all. We invite you all.
Same.
Everyone. One thing that is implied in what they said, although they didn't actually say it, it's in New York City. This next course, because we're not going to Montclair, sorry guys, and it's more of a central hub for all of us who live in New Jersey and Connecticut and in the Philly area and Long Island and whatnot. So, and lots of people fly in for it, and it's really fun to see what happens when somebody like Jen from Kansas City gets home, you mentioned
Sandy
from California. Yeah. Like, people fly in and join us for that. And so nothing's too far, and we're at the lovely Skyline Hotel. We love our new place, so for Mondays and weekends. So you're invited. Hey, you guys, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Really, really wonderful having you with us.
Yeah, thank you.
For being here. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We have another special guest who's one of the people from the European community who's part of the Say Yes to Your Life meetup group network there. Vin, are you with us?
Hi. Hello.
You know, we were trying to think of, we know that there are 14 Say Yes to Your Life meetup groups so far around the world, and we're hard-pressed to say which one you're a part of, because you travel around, seem to visit them all.
Yes, I visit quite a few, but I'm part of the Munich one.
Munich.
So we, we started in August 2013, which is pretty much when I moved to Munich, and I had met some folks there through the courses I've taken with you guys, Sandy and Benedict. So, and in August also, I attended your weekend workshop in New York City, which was fun as the access way to enlightenment. And yeah, I just loved hanging out with the community there. So yeah, it didn't take long when I got back and we got talking about it. So we created our own meetup group in Munich.
That's great.
What can you tell people about it? What's it like for you?
Yeah, what's your experience of having a Say Yes to Your Life meetup?
Oh, it's just such a great support to have a community of friends who say yes, pretty much. Especially for us in the European community, we don't have the pleasure of the Monday nights every week. So I find that between courses, between the weekend workshops I attend, it's just a really cool way to just keep transformation in my life and, hang out with wonderful people. And it's just, sometimes I tend to forget just how great everything is, and it's just great to have these people in my life to remind me of that.
Yeah, I don't know if this is true for you, Van, but it certainly is true for me. Guy and I lead workshops, obviously, for folks like you and Christina and Val.
We also lead workshops for folks like us.
Absolutely.
The
more we engage and lead workshops, it's a two-part process. One, while we're there, we have to be present or get the pleasure of being present, or we couldn't be with people and do what we do. So as Val and Christina were talking about listening and listening to people, it's our great pleasure to listen to people, and we get the benefit of that.
Because it pulls us into the moment, you see. It's us strengthening our muscles of being present in our lives. Same way it is for you. See, we have not gotten somewhere, as in, you take the pill that suddenly transforms your life, and then you stay that way. It's a moment-to-moment choice to be in the moment. But, it's a skill set that you can build upon and strengthen your ability to be present, no matter what the circumstances deliver to you. And it takes practice. So that's what we do. That's why we lead workshops about this.
And the other portion to it, Vin, at least for the two of us, is that the community itself, you're talking about the value of connecting in with the community and having each other's support. We have you all as support, even when we're apparently in the privacy of our own home or office, because I realize that I can't talk to you about transformation. I can't talk to you about being engaged or handling incompletions if I'm not doing it myself.
Or having integrity if we're not living our lives with integrity.
So it's something that has been so valuable for us. And I'm wondering if you're... I know you guys are new.
As part of leading a meetup, a Say Yes to Your Life meetup, are you noticing how you are living it rather than as a philosophy or a concept, but experiencing your life directly now more?
Yes. I can definitely see that, and it's really a lovely experience. I find that leading the meetup groups just gives me more of a stability, I would say, in my life to just be there more directly. And I'm not sure, I just got lost talking about
that's
this
okay.
Right now.
No, what you said It computed. It was very. I followed you very well through that.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't do it wrong, Vin. You can only be yourself.
Right, and if your mind goes off on a little trip every once in a while, and you miss something, or you think you should have said something differently, so what?
Yeah. No, I just, there was something else I was going to say, but I guess if I have to say it, it will come back.
Oh, there you go.
Well, tell you what.
We're going to take a break. We'll see if it reconstitutes itself.
And maybe what you have to say will show back up.
Okay.
All right, we'll be back shortly, everyone.
So, come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
All right. You with us, Vin?
Yes, I'm with you.
Excellent. So is there anything else that you wanted people to know about your experience of attending different... Well, I actually... It's my turn now. I'm switching gears. I had a different question rush
in. Something else rushed in. So what was it?
Well, Vin travels for work and travels for pleasure.
Yes.
And we do international teleconferences. And in fact, our next one is going to be on February 11th. It's also on the theme of magical relationships. And there are lots of European hubs that call into that in their European meetup. So you have the Munich meetup and the Cologne one and Hamburg and
In Germany.
And
but
some
you
in
also have a number in Switzerland and you have it in England.
Etc. And you've gone to many different ones. So from time to time, Vin, we'll have a international teleseminar, which is also a meetup, and you'll be in Switzerland, or you'll be in Hamburg, or Cologne, or someplace else. What can you tell people is different about being in the different hubs, and what is similar? What is happening in these Say Yes meetup groups?
Okay. What is very similar is that you feel instantly at home, I would say, everywhere, and just welcome. And you can also tell with people who have never been there before that, just the minute they step in, it's really like they've they found a place they feel very, very well at. And that's the same at any hub you go to. Yeah. And, well, as for differences, of course, there's different people in different hubs. So the size of the group of people participating in the call can vary. Sometimes there may be 3 or 4, and there may be 15 or 20. So those are some of the differences. What I have to say, what I really love about traveling to the different hubs is just there's just so much different capabilities in this community, and just the common factor of everyone just saying yes to everything, it just opens up a lot of possibilities. Like, for example, I visited our Cambridge, England meetup group, and as you know, I'm there. Idelia is one of the members of the meetup group there. I've met through the courses I've taken with you guys, and she's a great massage therapist, and I've had an interest in massage, so I asked her whether she would teach me, and even though she'd never done it before, she just said yes. And I just love that as a possibility. And it's, for example, I also know that Mena, who's also in Cambridge, England, who's an accomplished writer, she works with a lot of different people she's met through the community as well. And yeah, there's just this concept of sharing and just supporting each other, which is really, really great.
I want to highlight something you just said, Vin, because I think it's important. What you said was when you asked, you had an interest in massage and learning how to do that. And first of all, you said yes to yourself about that rather than, I don't know, it's another thing. Why do I need
exactly.
And you went,
yeah.
But the other thing is that in the moment you ask Adelia, she could fall into her story of, I don't know how, I've never done it before.
I don't have enough time.
I don't have the credentials. I don't have
I haven't been taught how to do this.
I'm not good enough. But something happens in this say yes space where you can bridge that gap between the request and finding what it is that you really want. And I guarantee you, if she had no interest in it, she would have been a yes to her no and said, no, Vin, you really should find someone else to teach you.
Yeah.
So there's not this gap where your story fills in and you have to sort through your story to see whether or not those things you have an interest in are justified. You can just have it.
Yeah, yeah. And that's I can also see how me being just available makes her more brilliant at teaching.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense.
Yeah.
Because if somebody is not truly interested, then even if you are sharing truly great things with them, you feel as though they didn't get it. And it wasn't worth your while.
And it falls flat, and nobody feels happy.
That's why when we go places like Costa Rica, we only want people who want to be there, not people who think they've been dragged.
Which is part of why we make sure that people who come to Costa Rica, in fact, Costa Rica 2015 is open, and it's already filling fast, so you should... If you want to come with us next year...
Spaces are limited.
Spaces are limited. We have people come to a seminar weekend with us through the year because we want to make sure...
As a prerequisite to Costa Rica.
That they love working with us, and we love working with them because we wouldn't want them to get there for the lure of Costa Rica and discover that instantaneous transformation is not for them.
Right.
And so, since everybody there is really a yes, as you know, the courses fly. By the way, Vin.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, Vin. Happy birthday.
We know the day after your birthday. Thank you were born on a great day.
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Shia's birthday.
Yeah,
you guys... So
okay, happy birthday,
now.
Shia.
Yeah.
Thank you, Vin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Just a few years apart between the two of you. Hey, thanks for being on the show today, Ben. Really a treat.
Yeah, and maybe one more thing. I know it's still a while, but I know you guys are coming to Hamburg again in April.
Yeah.
So I'll be at both courses. There's first Freedom to Breathe on Thursday, April 3rd. And the weekend workshop is called Simplicity, How to Dissolve Stress, Fear, Worry, and Guilt. So that's the 6th. And
those workshops
are just one really nice experience. So.
Anyone 4 through the 6.
If you'd be interested, and would be interested in hanging out with me, you're welcome to join.
I don't know why they wouldn't want to hang out with you.
I'd hang out
You're a great guy to hang out with. Hey, Vin, I'd like to leave you with one thing. It's something that Shia said to Christina and Valerie also. I would slow down just a little bit and be willing to take your space. People want to hear from you. And that's true. If anybody else is interested in starting Say Yes to Your Life meetup group, you belong. You're on this planet.
Thank you.
You should be here. And people want to hear from you, so take your time.
Yeah, take your time.
Very cool.
Thanks.
Excellent.
Okay. Excellent.
Speaking of,
thanks. We should have our last special guest on from New York City, Miss Susan.
It's lovely to hear the show and be here with you.
Well, thank you.
And I am part of the organizing team for Say Yes to Your Life Manhattan. And I was thinking as I was listening to you guys, one of the reasons why I jumped in and wanted to be a part of the meetup group was when you guys left the country to teach your courses in Costa Rica or in Europe, I missed my friends. I've met so many amazing people through you. And I thought, well, this will be a great thing to get together with folks. And little did I know that it was a huge gift to me. Because as I heard Jin and Christina and Val mention, when you give it away, you get to keep it. So when I help organize a meetup group, I'm left with, I experience fully being there by taking the focus off myself and listening, which is the huge gift you guys have given me. So I'm delighted to be a part of the meetups.
That's excellent. You know, you say you miss your friends, and I know that you spend a lot of time with, or at least you know a lot of the folks in the community, and you spend time outside of seminars. So I have a suspicion it wasn't just missing your friends. I have a suspicion it was also missing the continuity of being able to have a transformational dose with regularity. Just because we were going out of town didn't mean that you guys shouldn't have it.
Exactly. And I didn't know it would be possible to have that energy continue, but it happens. Transformation does happen when we get together at these meetups. And it's fun getting there early. Often, Colleen and I do a lot of the organizing for the one in Manhattan, and we'll get there early and make sure the space is clean and comforting and nice space for people to feel relaxed in. And then folks start showing up, and it's an exciting mix of people who have experienced and worked with you guys for a while, and then new folks. And I have amazing friends. Because sometimes I'll have the thought, well, how do I lead this meetup? What if I don't know what to do? What if I don't know what to say? I'll have these thoughts. And as soon as I get there and I listen to Colleen or I listen to Jody, these brilliant people that come to these meetups, I forget about that voice, and I'm able to be there and listen to folks. and we just have a blast.
You know, as you're talking about this, I realize when Shai and I first started leading seminars, Susan, I was not as skilled at articulating my experience of life as Shai was. I was a bit more hesitant, and whilst I shared his experience of transformation, I often tended to defer to him in my thoughts and my way of being. And in some respect, it was
being
like
the chauvinist that I am.
In some respect, it was like he was big transformation and I was little transformation, because I still had some connection to my story. And there came a point where I was going to lead one of these Freedom to Breathe courses with Shia, and he said, oh, look, why don't you go on your own?
We were living up in Woodstock at the time.
And he didn't go, and I went, and we sat there, and people asked questions that they normally directed to the two of us. And what I realized was the answers I would normally sit back and let Shia say were my answers. They weren't Shia's answers. They were my truth. And by articulating and being the person in the line of fire, as it were,
you discovered how it was yours, not mine. You discovered that you own transformation.
And I had the great pleasure in last fall in November to do the Speak Up courses with you in Manhattan. And it was really fun working with you and seeing that transformation is not something that happens only in a meetup, only in a Ariel and Shia setting, but it happens in a Ariel and Susan setting or Susan and Ariel setting as well.
Yes, that was so much fun.
Well, it needs to be said that Susan is a masterful speech teacher, and she's the head of the speech department at a prestigious acting school in New York City, part of New York University.
Juilliard trained,
and so it's an honor to play with you, too.
Oh, thank you both. You know, we would get together, the three of us, to have a bite to eat before the course.
I was auditing the course. I wasn't a contributing factor.
Yeah, your presence contributes. And just sitting with both of you over a meal, and we didn't talk about, well, okay, what are we going to do? How is it going to go? We were just with each other. I found that magical. And it launched into the course, that feeling of being there. So,
well,
it was the easiest thing the easiest course I've ever taught. Thank you.
Well, hey, that's why we're transformationmadeeasy.com. Really. You know, folks, if you're listening to this and you want more, you can go listen to more radio shows. But I also think if you want to get started and you're not ready to do a whole Say Yes meetup hub of your own, you can start by taking the show, sharing it on Facebook, emailing it to your friends. You can start articulating your experience. Discover that transformation is yours. You can own it. It's not the big guns and the little guns. It's that transformation is yours. And we're going to be talking more about, specifically about sharing transformation on February 26th. I know there are shows between now and then, but just wanted to give you a heads up. By the way, next week's show is Love is in the Air, in honor of Valentine's Day.
Yes.
We have to go. Thanks for being with us. Thanks, Susan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Susan.
Are you guys ready?
And everybody else.
Yeah, yes. Come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.